"What can I get you, me dears?"
said Madam Puddyfoot, a very stout woman with a shiny black bun, squeezing between their table and Roger Davis's with great difficulty.
"Two coffees, please," said Cho.
In the time it took for their coffees to arrive, Roger Davis and his girlfriend started kissing over their sugar bowl. Harry wished they wouldn't. He felt that Davis was setting a standard with which Cho would soon expect him to compete. He felt his face growing hot and tried staring out of the window, but it was so steamed up he could not see the street outside. To postpone the moment when he had to look at Cho, he stared up at the ceiling as though examining the paintwork and received a handful of confetti in the face from their hovering cherub. After a few more painful minutes, Cho mentioned Umbridge. Harry seized on the subject with relief, and they passed a few happy moments abusing her. But the subject had already been so thoroughly canvassed during DA meetings, it did not last very long. Silence fell again. Harry was very conscious of these slurping noises coming from the table next door, and cast wildly around for something else to say.
Listen, do you want to come with me to the Three Broomsticks at lunchtime? I'm meeting Hermione Granger there.
Cho raised her eyebrows.
You're meeting Hermione Granger? Today? Yeah. Well, she asked me to, so I thought I would. Do you want to come with me? She said it wouldn't matter if you did. Oh, well, that was nice of her.
But Cho did not sound as though she thought it was nice at all. On the contrary, her tone was cold, and all of a sudden she looked rather forbidding. A few more minutes passed in total silence, Harry drinking his coffee so fast that he would soon need a fresh cup. Next door, Roger Davis and his girlfriend seemed glued together by the lips. Cho's hand was lying on the table beside her coffee, and Harry was feeling a mounting pressure to take hold of it.
"Just do it,"
he told himself, as a fount of mingled panic and excitement surged up inside his chest.
"Just reach out and grab it."
Amazing how much more difficult it was to extend his arm 12 inches and touch her hand than to snatch a speeding snitch from midair. But just as he moved his hand forward, Cho took hers off the table. She was now watching Roger Davis kissing his girlfriend with a mildly interested expression.
"He asked me out, you know," she said in a quiet voice, "a couple of weeks ago. Roger, I turned him down, though."
Harry, who had grabbed the sugar bowl to excuse his sudden lunging movement across the table, could not think why she was telling him this. If she wished she was sitting at the table next door being heartily kissed by Roger Davis, why had she agreed to come out with him? He said nothing. Their cherub threw another handful of confetti over them. Some of it landed in the last cold dregs of coffee Harry had been about to drink.
"I came in here with Cedric last year," said Cho.
In the second or so it took for him to take in what she had said, Harry's insides had become glacial. He could not believe she wanted to talk about Cedric now, while kissing couples surrounded them and a cherub floated over their heads.